with the power of God unto salvation. And it consists of his death, burial, and resurrection. This morning, permit me to speak on the subject, the three B's of Jesus. What is that? The three B's of Jesus. Bruised, battered, and bloody. Bruised, battered, and bloody. Let's look briefly on the early life of Jesus. Little synopsis of Jesus. From Bethlehem to Jerusalem he traveled. From Jerusalem to Egypt. From Egypt to Nazareth. From Nazareth back to Jerusalem. From Bethlehem, he was presented in the temple at Jerusalem. Herod tried to kill Jesus. Judas sold him for 30 pieces of silver. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. He was tempted by Satan in Matthew chapter 4. Now in Matthew chapter 27, Jesus was arrested and was brought before Pontius Pilate, the governor, to be crucified. Pilate washed his hands but could not wash his heart. His hand was tainted with blood. After the burial of Jesus, the greatest event of human history took place in Mark chapter 16. Resurrection morning came. This Jesus was a special little baby boy. He was more than just the carpenter's son. He was more than just a miracle worker. In Luke chapter 1, in the 6th month of the year, the angel Gabriel announced the pregnancy of Mary, and Mary declared, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoiced in God, my Savior." In Luke chapter 2, the same angel Gabriel announced the birth of Jesus Christ. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Isaiah wrote about a special person who was to be wounded, one who would dress up in human flesh, the ruling monarch, the sovereign servant, the sovereign God, the majestic Savior. He's superhuman. His name is Jesus. He was bruised, battered, and bloody for the sins of the world. That's why Isaiah, a major prophet, in Isaiah chapter 53, as he penned this book, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom the arm of the Lord reveal, for he shall grow before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." That is the beauty of Jesus. Watch this now in verse number 3. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. His name is Jesus. Verse number 4. He had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. As a result of sin, Jesus was bruised, battered, and bloody because of sin. Sin is the basic human problem. It is a problem of the heart. Sin is the most destructive and enslaving force of this world. Sin blunts the will, harms the conscience, and masters the intellect. But we have a remedy for sin, and that remedy is the blood of Jesus Christ, bruised, battered, and bloody. That's why we sing, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Blood plays a fundamental role in the life of mankind. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Jesus did that. He was bruised. He was battered. He was bloody for the sins of the world. Verse number 5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. What is iniquity? Sin, lawlessness. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus Christ, he paid the penalty. With his stripes we are healed. Jesus Christ, when he was crucified, the Bible said that the veil of the temple rented. Darkness covers the earth. It was God's proclamation that death had no more dominion over his son. History says that Jesus was placed in a bent over position, and the rusty soldiers scourged Jesus. They scourged him and put him to death. History also declares that the instrument that was used to scourge Jesus, it had 8 springs with metal loops. And when they scourged Jesus, the flesh came from the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus tore his flesh for the sins of the world, for mankind. But the big question is today, what will you do with Jesus, who is called Christ? What will you do with Jesus, who paid the penalty? What will you do with the crucified Lord? Yes, I'm saying today, he was bruised, battered, and bloody for the sins of the world. I saw Jesus stood in Pilate's judgment hall without a friend. I saw the crown of thorns on the head of Jesus. I saw the nail prints in his hands. I saw the sword went through his side for your sin and my sin. The big question is, what will you do with Jesus, who is called Christ, who was bruised, battered, and bloody for the sins of the world? If you are here today, then Jesus can save you from your sin. And as I mentioned, that sin is the basic human problem. It is a problem of the heart, and you can get rid of your sin. Jesus is here to save you from your sin. Jesus Christ is the most dynamic, life-changing, and powerful personality ever to enter this world. These are just a few adjectives to describe Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus Christ, no one has ever had the impact upon humanity that Jesus had and still having. And therefore this morning, this is the Christ we are presenting to you. This is the Jesus we are presenting to you today. And if you fail to accept this Christ, you must suffer the consequences. Choices comes with consequences. And therefore today, if you reject the crucified Lord, you must suffer the consequences in the life which is to come. Let me stop by to tell you that Jesus in Matthew chapter 27 was arrested and brought before Pontius Pilate, the governor. But watch this now. His death was violent and hostile. His death was barbaric. It was a your sin and my sin. They treat Jesus like a common criminal. They say he was a revolutionist. But Jesus was not a revolutionist. He was not a common criminal. I know he was, and I know who he is right now. He is the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. He is my bridge over troubled water. He is my shelter in the time of storm. He is my doctor who never lose a patient. He is my lawyer who never lose a case. He is my doctor. Let me tell you something. His name is Jesus, the Savior of the world. He's my advocate with the Father. He's the Lamb of God. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. Bruised, battered, and bloody. Although he was bruised, battered, and bloody, in Mark chapter 16, 1 through 6, there was some women who went to the sepulchre bringing spices to anoint the body of Jesus. When they went there, they saw the stones rolled away, and they saw a young man sitting on the side of the sepulchre. And he said, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Jesus Christ is no longer in the grave." The occupied tomb was now vacant. And because the occupied tomb is not vacant, that's why we have the plan of salvation. No wonder Luke penned in Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." But by the name of Jesus, no other name whereby we must be saved but by the name of Jesus. We cannot be saved by the name of Buddha. We can't be saved by the name of Ellen G. White. We can't be saved by the name of Luther. We can't be saved by the name of John Smythe. We cannot be saved by the name of John Wesley. But we must be saved by the name of Jesus, because salvation can only be found in the name of Jesus Christ. Bruised, battered, and bloody, I said that the tomb was now empty. But one Sunday morning, somebody come with me now. One Sunday morning, Jesus came triumphant from the grave. That's why in 1874, Robert Lowry penned the song, "Low in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting that coming day, Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose from a victory, from the dark domain, and he lives, and he lives forever. Death he overcame. The grave could not hold the body of Jesus." That same Jesus who was crucified, Satan get a mortal blow when Jesus came triumphant from the grave. That's the Jesus we are presenting to you today. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 8 through 10. "Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross." Watch this now. "God also highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." That's why we sing, "He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." Doesn't matter who you are and where you are, your political affiliation, your social standing, which university you have gone to, how much PhD you have, BSc, MSc. When you come in contact with the blood of Jesus Christ, you'll never be the same. Because blood plays a fundamental role in man's salvation. Bruised, battered, and bloody. That's the Jesus who we are serving today. Is no longer in the grave because God exalted Jesus. Jesus did not suppress one word of truth. He exercised the greatest tact and thoughtfulness, kindness. He shows attention in his intercourse with people. He was never rude. Never needless spoke a severe word. Never gave needless pain to a sensitive soul. He denounced hypocrisy. He denounced unbelief. He denounced iniquity. Many times, tears came from his eyes, and you could hear it in his voice. At one time, he wept over Jerusalem. Right now, Jesus is weeping over Jamaica. Jesus is weeping over Jamaica because of the barbaric things that are happening in Jamaica. The murder, the rape, and everything. Jesus is weeping over Jamaica. But we can change Jamaica. We can change the world. We need a change right now. Not necessarily a political change or a technological change, but we need a change of life, a change of attitude. Seek for change. Ask for change. Knock for change. Change for the better, but not for the worse. You can change your lives today. And let me tell you this. Don't matter your situation. You could be the most notorious gunman. You could be a prostitute. You could be a homosexualist. You could be a mother woman or a holy man. And the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away your sins. Doesn't matter your situation. Because Paul, Saul of Tarsus, in Acts chapter 9, he was a vicious man. You know that Saul was a done man. But Jesus bring him down on his knees. And he became the greatest apostle of all time. Because he was washed in the blood of Jesus. In Acts chapter 22 and verse number 16. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized. Wash away thy sin. And call in on the name of the Lord. Today, if you are not a Christian, you can be baptized and have your sins washed away. And we will not sprinkle water on you. We'll not pour water on you. But we'll have you immersed into Jesus Christ. Baptism requires much water. Mark 16 and verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Jesus Christ is always there for us. Jesus, the center and heart of history, the center and heart of our lives, the center and heart of the Bible. Christ became man. He put on human flesh so that we could have a better life. He was battered. He was a bruise. I don't know if you ever, how much are you watch the movie, The Passion of Christ. Some years ago that movie came out. And when you look, when you see what Jesus went through, what he have gone through, how he was bruised, how he was battered. It was for your sin and my sin. And that's why we have the glorious church of Christ today, because of the blood of Jesus Christ. The church of Christ that he purchased with his blood. Acts chapter 20 and verse number 28. He purchased the church with his blood. This morning, if you are not a Christian, then you can be a part of that glorious church. He died on the cross to take away the sins of the world, to liberate, to redeem, to emancipate us from sin. He rose from the dead, is alive No, not a mere historical character, but a living person. The most vital force in this world, His name is Jesus. What could we do without Jesus? That's why we sing this song. Don't try to tell me that God is dead. He woke me up this morning. He opened up my blinded eyes and set me on my way. Don't try to tell me that God is dead. I talk with Him today. Which God are you serving? Worship is about the Almighty God. Worship is about Jesus. Worship is not about us. But we must worship the omnipotent Creator. We talk about God's omnipotent, is omnipresent, is omniscient, is omnibenevolent, is Jehovah. That's the God that we must worship. And He sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross for us. John 3:16, a well-known passage. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That is God's greatest gift to man. God's greatest gift to man is Jesus. And that's why we are here today. And tell us something. Because of this, that's why we are here today. But brother, you know what is happening today? People put this on the back burner in their homes. Yeah? But the Bible is the greatest that man hands of ever handler. It tells us where we are coming from, what we are doing here, and where we are going after death. It is a comfort to the living and a comfort to the dying. This book, no nation can rightly govern without God and the Bible. And Jesus paid the penalty. Jesus took the blame. He suffered what we call a vicarious death. That means He suffered a substitute death for your sin and my sin. The big picture is, what will you do with Jesus today, who is called Christ? Now is the accepted time. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 19. Behold, I stand, 19 and 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. A wonderful invitation. If Moses gets an invitation now to the White House in Washington to go and dine with President Obama, oh my God, would feel so good. But there is this man that is called Jesus. He's giving out an invitation. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I, Jesus Christ, will give you rest. That's a wonderful invitation to commune with Jesus, to dine with Jesus, to have dialogue with Jesus. It costs nothing. Revelation 22. Revelation 17 and verse 22. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come and take the water of life freely. Them say Jamaican love freeness, not us. But salvation is free. Salvation is free unto all men. And that's why Jesus, he was bruised, he was battered for the sins of the world. And that's why we as Christians need to show to the world how important Jesus Christ really is. It is a glorious thing to be a Christian. The most exalted privilege of mankind, to accept Christ as the Savior and to strive sincerely and devotedly to follow Him. Certainly, it is the most reasonable and most satisfactory way of life. It means peace of mind, contentment of heart, happiness, life abundant that shall never fade away. That is a Christian life. But tell you what, we as Christians, we have a vital role to play in this crooked and perverse generation. What is happening now, you know? People are not gravitating to religion, to church. People are diverted from the fundamental principles of the Almighty God. And if I may stray here a bit, home is the first community in which we live. And anything that happens within the home will spill over into the wider community. So we need to put back the Bible in the home. The subject is bruised, battered, and bloody. But unless people recognize this, the Bible, we are in for a serious problem. We are in trouble right now. And the church have a vital role to play if we are going to change Jamaica. We must go back to this. In my time as a youngster, Sunday school was a must. Church was a must. Shoes are no shoes. You worship with God on a Sunday school. Lord have mercy. But in this time, not many people are gravitating to church. Let me tell you something. A Sunday like this, what them call Easter Sunday. 15, 20 years ago, every church building in Jamaica would pack to capacity. We have lost our way. We need to come back to our senses. Come back to the Bible. Because Jesus paid the penalty. We are closing. Jesus was bruised. He was battered. And he was bloody. But in all of this, we still have to serve the Lord. Finally, Calvary was the brightest and darkest day of history. Chapter 23, through though the sun refused to shine, and the God hid his face from Christ, none of history's 2 million days shine brighter. During those 6 dark hours, Christ lit the world with a ray of hope. Our hearts sink in our stomachs and leap in our throats when our minds turn to Calvary. There Jesus was crucified on Golgotha's hill. So that we might wear that crown in the future. He was murdered for our sins. He became the Savior of all people at Calvary. We find this, that in today's world, sin has increased tremendously. The church, therefore, must preach the gospel instant, in season, and out of season. If you are here today, if you're not a Christian, let me remind you, that Jesus Christ, He paid the penalty. He suffered. He died on the cross. Look at the man in the middle cross. Jesus Christ. His sweat became like drops of blood for your sin and my sin. He prayed in the garden of Gethsemane till that sweat became like the drops of blood. The nail prints in his hands was for your sin and my sin. Come to Jesus today, because sin is the basic human problem. That's why we sing, Jesus, keep me near the cross, near the precious fountain, free toward the healing stream that flows from Calvary's mountain. There are five things that you must do in order to be saved, to become a Christian. Number one, you got to hear God's word, Romans 10:17. Believe His word, Hebrews 11:6. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3. Confess Christ as God's Son, Romans 10:9-10. And be baptized in water for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Almighty God will add you to His church. Acts 2:47. Remain faithful. You are on your way to heaven. Jesus Christ, He paid the penalty. He paid it all. What will you do with Jesus, who is called Christ? He was bruised. He was battered. He was bloody. Just for your sin and my sin. We're going to stand and sing an invitation. While the warm blood runs through your veins, open your hearts and give Jesus Christ a parking space. Today, if you are not a Christian, you're on God's most wanted list. Jesus Christ is looking for you. Let's stand as we sing an invitation.